There's a chance that we could have an isolated storm or two, bringing some gusty winds to the area and maybe a brief heavy downpour, especially northwest of the district. By the time we get to 7 a.m. this morning, clearing skies, temperatures will be in the mid-50s to lower 60s and a pretty nice day ahead. Partly sunny skies and just shy of 80 degrees. Now on Friday, we'll be in the upper 60s throughout the area, mostly cloudy skies with a few stray showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
57 degrees you're waking up to in our nation's capital at 4:59. Have a terrific Thursday, everyone.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
The Thursday morning, April 18th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 5 a.m. hour for you on WTOP.
Only on WTOP, why is so much of the Beltway in Maryland in the dark at night? I'm Mike Marilla.
Do you feel safer in D.C.? Police say the data shows a drop in crime. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's D.C. pride that you can eat.
We call ourselves serial entrepreneurs.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
Doctors say a Make-A-Wish experience might be more than just a feel-good moment. I'm Matt Koufax.
Good morning. Welcome in. 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A 911 outage is over in many areas. About 2 hours after calls to emergency services were stymied in 4 states. Officials reported problems in Texas, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Nevada, including Las Vegas. Not clear what went wrong. Retired Las Vegas Undersheriff Christopher Darcy.
From the technological standpoint, you'll be able to determine where the gaps are and what happened and what went wrong pretty rapidly. Now, if there's nefarious actors or bad actors involved, that investigation could take a little bit longer.
Del Rio, Texas police blame it on an issue with a major cellular carrier. In Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's setting up a vote as soon as Saturday on separate bills that would send billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel over objections from members of his own Republican Party. CBS's Scott McFarland says it puts the speaker's leadership role on shaky ground.
Johnson says he doesn't need Democrats to intervene to save him, but multiple Democrats told CBS News they would if it meant more money for Ukraine. The bill got a big jolt. President Biden says he supports it, too.
Senate Democrats squashed an impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and the article falls.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We are not supposed to say that when you disagree with someone on policy, then that's suddenly a high crime and misdemeanor. That would degrade government.
House Republicans targeted Mayorkas over the southern border crisis. New report from Maui's attorney general points a damning finger at Mayor Richard Bisson in last year's wildfire that killed more than 100 people. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At 3:15 p.m., as the fire grew in intensity, state officials tried to reach him, asking if he was in the emergency operations center. They were told no. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down.
The Wall Street Journal says the Department of Justice has agreed to pay about $100 million to settle claims by Olympic gymnasts and other female athletes who say they were sexually assaulted by Dr. Larry Nassar. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It's the FBI acknowledging that they screwed up and they screwed up big and that there were real consequences to their lack of action.
Gambling on your own team is a big no-no.
The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter. It's after they found out he disclosed confidential information about his health to sports bettors. They say he even wagered thousands of dollars on games, betting on his own team to lose.
CBS's Matt Piper with the details. S&P futures are up 12, Dow futures ahead 47. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Thursday, April 18th. We are at 60 degrees, going to be partly cloudy today, going up to around 80. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour. On the Beltway between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson Bridges, Maryland maintains 1,600 streetlights. But in a story you're hearing only on WTOP, our Mark Murillo finds almost 20% of those lights are out at night.
In a drive on the outer loop between the bridges, WTOP noticed more than 300 streetlights that were dark on both sides of the highway.
On the outer loop, we have 3 after university, 4 25.
Leaving stretches of the highway unnecessarily dark. That's more than 18% of the road's 1,600 streetlights and almost double what the state thought was out when they spoke to WTOP about it earlier this month.
We know that lighting is a critical part of our infrastructure.
Then Derek Gunn, a Maryland State Highway Administration engineer, said one problem they face is an aging system which is more than 60 years old. Some of the issues that can take out a light.
Rodents and vermin. You're dealing with environmental issues.
According to the Federal Highway Administration, lighting can cut down on the number of crashes by 42%. And Gunn does say having them up is a priority. He says the state looks for lights that are out each month, but also leans on motorists to report dark lights. Along the Beltway in Chevy Chase, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
And you can read more about our investigation at WTOP.com.
Overnight construction work on the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge that ran late yesterday led to terrible morning traffic jams, and it is not happening this morning. VDOT canceled bridge girder work and lane closings that had been scheduled to resume. The agency says it will let us know later today if the work will pick up again late tonight. Meanwhile, you can count on WTOP to keep you updated on any other problems that pop up with traffic and weather on the 8s.
Crime is down so far this year in D.C., but do you feel safer? WTOP's Kate Ryan is talking about it with police and a professor.
D.C.'s Executive Assistant Police Chief Jeff Carroll said in a news conference,
"The city is experiencing a 22% decrease in violent crime, and overall crime is down 14%.
And D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith, talking to WTOP, said her sense is that the public is seeing that.
They're starting to feel better about the trends that were in the direction that we're going in crime.
But Smith said she knows any crime can make residents uneasy. And Associate Professor of Sociology at Johns Hopkins University, Michael Bader, says that's typical.
There's always a lag between the crime numbers and the perceptions that people feel.
For her part, Smith said police understand the need for the public to feel safe and that the department will strive to keep putting resources in the right place to reduce crime. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It is DC pride that you can eat. Our Nick Iannelli is talking with its creators in this WTOP Small Business Spotlight.
We call ourselves cereal entrepreneurs.
Brandy Forte, owner of the Day and Night Cereal Bar at Springfield Town Center, came up with an original idea with her business partner. They invented a cereal that honors D.C.
It took us about a year. We started doing our research. We linked up with some food scientists.
The cereal is called Capital City Crunch. It's similar to Kix, though the flavors are strawberry and vanilla, red and white, like the D.C. flag. Forte's business partner, Noel Warner, grew up in D.C. He says it's his way of giving back.
Capital City Crunch was just a vision I had in my head, and it just went from there.
You can pre-order the cereal now, but it officially goes on sale in June. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
There is an emerging middle ground in remote versus in-office work. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather ahead.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
Good morning, it's 5:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Rita Kessler, we're all kind of traumatized from what happened yesterday morning. Hopefully today is a whole different story.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I didn't know what to expect. But of course, since they didn't do that work last night, we're not going to have that problem. And right now, we really don't have any problems. So yay for the start of this morning.
Yay.
Yes, your Thursday morning commute actually looks good right now. We'll see how it looks in a little bit. But for now, everything running well. On the Beltway, inner and outer loop looking good through both Maryland and Virginia. No reported issues. Any overnight work zones that happened have been cleared. Same thing with 95. Northbound looking good out of Fredericksburg, crossing the Occoquan into Springfield, then continued in good shape onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Eastbound and westbound 66, no reported issues. Northbound 28, still good out of Manassas into Centerville. And you'll find in Maryland, southbound 270 for the moment, delay free. Out of Urbana, headed all the way to the lane divide. onto either loop of the Beltway. 29 southbound good between Ellicott City and the Beltway. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway running well between the Beltways. Then if you're heading inside the Beltway, both 50 and the BW Parkway remaining in good shape. Heading into the district, whether you're getting onto DC 295 toward the 3rd Street Tunnel or onto DC 295 headed toward the 11th Street Bridge or onto New York Avenue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, I-295 looks good from the Beltway to the bridge. Inbound Suitland Parkway, that's still in good shape coming from Branch Avenue headed across the Douglas Bridge with your lanes open. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Tracking a good deal of sunshine today and mild air. Actually, I'll call it warm. Let's go with that. Near 80 degrees. Probably one of our better days of the week because overnight some cooler air will start to spill in. 40s to near 50. It will be a crisp one on Friday. Need a jacket. By Friday afternoon, upper 60s. We'll have extra clouds around for your Friday. A sprinkler or stray shower, not out of the question, but not a lot of moisture with this next system. Heading into the weekend, Saturday, Earth Day, upper 60s, sunshine will be a bit breezy, a bit cooler by Sunday, low 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
56 degrees in College Park this morning, 59 in Fairfax, 60 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
5:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Performers who help bring Disney characters to life at its Southern California theme parks have filed a petition to form a labor union. They include parade performers, character actors, and support staff at both Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. More than two-thirds of roughly 1,700 eligible workers signed the petition to seek an election, and a vote will likely be held in May or June. Several workers said at yesterday's announcement that when they returned to work after a COVID-related shutdown, they grew concerned when they were asked to start hugging park visitors again. Injuries from costumes are another worry. One longtime performer says she wore black contact lenses and they stained her eyes gray.
With the ongoing push and shove over remote versus in-office work, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says both sides may not be that far apart.
Resume Builder just surveyed office workers with work-from-home options, and 7 in 10 say they don't want to be fully remote anymore. Most say in-person work does mean better communications, but they don't want to be there all the time either. The average answer was 3 days a week.
Another reason people say they like going to the office is to better separate their work life from their home life.
Up ahead on WTOP, can fulfilling a Make-A-Wish kid's dream have a physical effect on their health? 5:11.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today.
Here's Susan Wedge, managing partner for the U.S. public and federal market at IBM Consulting on using artificial intelligence. On the show, adopting a use case-driven approach, sponsored by IBM.
When you think about generative AI and even AI, it's not just a technology thing or something that a CIO would worry about. It's about getting the right cross-section of stakeholders from across the various mission areas or components to be able to participate and understand what is that desired outcome, how are we going to achieve the outcome.
Hear the whole discussion at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search IBM.
Before you use AI to transform your agency, you need to begin with trust. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do. So great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com.
Welcome to Now.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or a retail store in Tyson's Corner and mention code LOCAL10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code LOCAL10.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Coming up, lots of reaction after a video of accused CVS shoplifters in D.C. goes viral. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
So your neighbor has just taken up sumo wrestling and loves to practice in their backyard on full display. And let's just say you're not thrilled with the view. You're longing for privacy, and it's the perfect time because right now Longfence is offering 25% off privacy fences. Their team of experts can install the fence of your dreams so you can relax. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall? Or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15.
Fulfilling a child's make-a-wish experience isn't just a nice thing to do. In today's episode of Matt About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax sits down with Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic's medical advisor, who says wishes can be medicine.
You're saying that there's actual science to back up that it helps these kids physically in their healing and recovery process, right?
Absolutely. Now, there's not a lot of it. It's something that we want to look at more.
Dr. Jeremy Edwards says two studies in particular back up the idea that fulfilling a wish can actually have positive medical outcomes. The first comes from a study done with Make-A-Wish in Israel.
That really looked at depressive symptoms, looked at emotional state of kids before and after wishes, and did show scientifically on validated scales that kids who had undergone a wish did have improvements in their well-being when you looked at multiple different factors.
The other, done right here in the U.S., uncovered something more.
And found that healthcare utilization post-wish was decreased for children that had had a wish when compared to kids who had not.
In addition to serving as the chapter medical advisor to Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic, Dr. Edwards is also an active duty Army colonel, working as a pediatric oncologist treating the children of military families. He says April's Operation Dreammaker campaign, which raises money to grant wishes for military kids with critical illnesses, hits home for him. He also adds that while he knows there's no substitute for real medicine at times,
what I do know is that I've seen kids who have been miserable because the things we do are really hard. And when you talk with them about their wish, or when they talk about their wish, their entire demeanor changes. And they are happy, they light up the room, they're able to get their therapy without us having to kind of cajole or force them into it, and it makes their stays easier.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
And to donate to Operation Dreammaker, go to WTOP.com/wishes.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
We counted hundreds of lights out along a major area highway. It's a story you're only hearing here.
What happened in the Senate to the impeachment charges against the Homeland Security Secretary?
And jury selection resumes today at the New York criminal trial of former President Trump.
Keep it here. We'll have full details in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Virginia Spine Institute, now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. It's 5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. It was mercifully calm earlier, Rita Kessler.
Yes, and it is still mercifully calm, so let's keep our fingers crossed today. Right now, it still looks pretty good. Lighter volume throughout the area, not a whole lot going on. Beltway running well still. Inner and outer loop through Maryland and Virginia, no reports of any incidents, and nothing at least causing you to tap the brakes. Eastbound 66 still good. Out of Haymarket, trying to make your way to the Beltway, and then you're going to find northbound 95 good out of Stafford into Springfield with the lanes open. 395 I-5 runs well, headed to the 14th Street Bridge into the district. In the district, no problems along the southeast-southwest freeway between the Case Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. I-295, DC-295 looking good, as is the Suitland Parkway. Trying to head to and across the Douglas Bridge, no problems along New York Avenue right now, coming from 50 in the BW Parkway all the way toward the 3rd Street Tunnel with the lanes open. In Maryland, we did have a report of a wreck in Riverdale. This is westbound 410 East-West Highway near 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Watch for response there at the scene of the crash. Southbound 270 at speed out of Urbana, headed to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. Still no problems along 95 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway between the Beltways. Coming out of Southern Maryland, northbound 210, that looks good. Out of Accokeek to the Beltway, Route 4, no problems coming out of Dunkirk. 5 and 301, both in good shape as you head to the merge in Brandywine. And then when they split, 5 still good to the Beltway. 301, lanes open and running well, headed into Upper Marlboro toward Route 4. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff, good morning. Looks like a beautiful day ahead.
Yeah, you know, earlier this week we had temperatures that were in the 80s and we got a little bit cooler, but still pleasant. It was in the low 70s the last couple of days. I think today back to near 80 degrees once again, partly to mostly sunny skies. Should just be a gorgeous day. No weather concerns out there, no rain showers, no gusty winds. Just a very nice spring day. Temperatures about 10 degrees above average. Now, overnight, some cooler air will spill in here. I do think we'll see some 40s out there tonight into early tomorrow morning. So a cooler start to your Friday. Friday featuring more clouds around than sunshine. So back to some mostly cloudy skies. It'll hold temperatures back in the 60s. While a stray shower or sprinkle's not out of the question, it doesn't look like a lot of moisture tomorrow. Just a little bit of a cooler day for your Friday. Now, heading into the weekend, we get a little bit of a bounce back on Saturday. We'll go with partly sunny skies. It will be a bit breezy at times, but it will be a nice one with low 70s. A secondary push of cooler air moves in by Sunday. So by Sunday, we're back in the low 60s. We'll start Sunday morning in the low 40s, maybe even some upper 30s in the burbs. So definitely need to have some jackets for early morning outdoor activities, at least for your Friday mornings and your Sunday morning as well. Next week, temperatures starting to climb back into the low 70s by Monday and Tuesday. Outside right now, as we look at the numbers across the area this morning, we do have a lot of 50s out there. 58 right now for our friends in Leesburg. It is currently 59 right now in Lexington Park. The warm spot, 62 this hour in Fredericksburg.
Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up on WTOP, bringing health care to the homeless in part of our area, right on the street. It's 521.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Relive the excitement of our improbable 2019 World Series victory, April 19th through the 21st, and celebrate with your favorite Nationals players all weekend long.
Here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
Make your plan for the fireworks, giveaways, special events, and more. Get your tickets now at nats.com/2019.
This is WTOP News.
522, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Shoplifters have hit another CVS in the district, this time in Navy Yard. A viral video on X shows people causing chaos Tuesday night inside a store on New Jersey Avenue Southeast. D.C. police say they're looking for 4 suspects who took items without paying. And when those people were confronted by a security guard, one threw a bottle at the guard. In response to the video, D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab put out a statement calling the behavior unacceptable and disturbing. At the end of February, CVS closed a Columbia Heights location that had been a constant target for thieves. The company said the theft was one of several factors that led to that closure.
Volunteers are an important part of the healthcare system for people experiencing homelessness. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports on a couple of groups providing vital work, bringing healthcare to those who need it.
We want to reach people where they're at.
Amy Angel is the founder and director of the nonprofit H3 Project, which tackles the issues of homelessness and human trafficking in the district. And when it comes to healthcare, the H3 Project partners with Street Health DC.
Today we're doing glucose checks, you know, for diabetes and blood pressure.
Dr. Toby Smith of Georgetown University and Street Health DC is among the physicians bringing healthcare directly to those who need it. There are also free medical clinics and health facilities and some shelters, a variety of ways to deliver health care.
One system doesn't work for everybody. We have to think about what funding is needing, what other resources, so that everybody has access to health.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave Preston's here.
And the Nats wrapped up their series in Los Angeles with a bang.
Swing by Abrams at the 1-0 pitch in the air to deep right center field. This is way back. At the wall is Outman. He can only watch. It is gone. Goodbye. C.J. Abrams didn't do it on the first pitch, but he did it on his first swing.
Charlie Slows on 1500 AM. The Nats defeat the Dodgers 2-0 after C.J. Abrams' leadoff homer puts them ahead to stay. Jake Irvin strikes out six over six scoreless frames. The Nats go 5-4 on their road trip. They host Houston this weekend, and you know what? They're giving away World Series replica rings before Saturday's game. Get there early. I've posted some pictures of the replica ring at DAV Presto and at WTOP. Yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
You always get this stuff ahead of time.
Well, it helps to know some people, and hopefully one day I will. Orioles complete a three-game sweep of Minnesota with a 4-2 victory thanks to Cedric Mullins' two-run homer in the ninth.
Super cool. Definitely something that's hard to accomplish, but we weren't trying to do too much right there. Mounty got us, going with a single. I was trying to follow it up with another single, and was able to get a pitch that I can handle and put it over.
If you go to Camden Yards, here's a recommendation. Bring a glove because the Birds boast a big league best 30 homers in the early season. They used the long ball early and often. NBA's play-in round, Philadelphia and Chicago. Post-win, 76ers lock up the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls play Miami for the number 8 seed tomorrow. NHL playoffs, Capitals learn their game 1 date and